What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management, futures and options at risk. Randy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
You know, you're going to have to go with gold. That seems to be the market that is having some strength in the short period or short term here. And a lot of the worries that we're seeing hit the economy because of the bank failures and more news coming out of that here this week. We've got the Fed meeting on Wednesday. So gold is going to probably be the best performing market here as everything else takes a back seat and sees some liquidation.
Just looking for that safe haven, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, everybody wants to kind of protect their assets a little bit, so they go in and they buy gold. And once things calm down, I would expect the traders will come back into the other markets. But until we start to see a little bit of calmer news and we see what the Fed's decision is going to be on Wednesday, I think this market is going to take the path of least resistance.
What about this cattle market? We had a somewhat friendly cattle on feed report Friday.
You know, and I think that'll help support the market. We've gotten some decent cash trades, so that should help put some underlying support into the cattle. They're going to be looking at and a little bit worried about what's going on with the economy. That's also going to help drive it. So I think we're going to have a good tug of war. I'm thinking cattle, because we've already pulled back, should see a little bit more on the positive side.
So, Randy, what's not hot in this market?
Well, you'd have to say the rest of the grains. I mean, you got wheat and corn again on the defense, you know, big time this morning. A lot of that being tied to the extension of the grain, Black Sea Grain Initiative. They did extend the trade deal or the export deal over the weekend. Conflicting about how many days, but it looks like right now it's going to be extended for 60 days, and then we'll see what happens after that point.
Keep our eye open for that one. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.